What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. What I want to talk about today is something that for a lot of people is boring, for a lot of people it's not fun, and for a lot of people they probably just don't do it. But if you do this, your odds of becoming wealthy get drastically higher. And what is that thing? It is called budgeting. Budgeting is not fun. It's a scary word sometimes for a lot of people, but if you do it, according to studies, your chances of becoming wealthy rise. So there's a book called The Millionaire Next Door. It's a great book. I'll do an episode on it very, very soon. But there's a few lessons in this book. And what this book talks about is, what does the average millionaire do to become a millionaire? And one of those things is they budget. Almost two-thirds of millionaires can answer yes to the question, do you know how much your family spends each year for food, clothing, and shelter? While only 35% of high-income non-millionaires, so those that make a lot of money but aren't millionaires, answered yes to this question. Meaning millionaires, the wealthy people, are more likely to track their spending. Another two-thirds of millionaires answered yes to the following question. Do you have a clearly defined set of daily, weekly, monthly, annual, and lifetime goals? For example, a woman who wants to have $5 million by the age of 65, at which point she will retire. At the time in which The Millionaire Next Door was published, she had already reached millionaire status on an annual income of $90,000. She had a goal, clearly defined goal, for her money. What that is saying is most of these millionaires have clearly set goals, daily, weekly, monthly, annual, and lifetime for their money. They know where they want to go with their money. But to know where they want to go with their money, they know where their money is going every single month, every single year, because they have a budget. They track their spending. I know that that's not fun to do. I know it's not fun to download an app. There's a lot of great ones out there. Download an app and say, all right, this month I'm only able to spend $200 on this, $500 on that. But the point of this, and why I believe so many millionaires answered yes to this question about how much they spend on food, clothing, and shelter each year, is because they track their spending. They know where their money is going. A lot of times what I've found with people that are just getting into the game of money and building wealth is they just don't know where their money's going. They know they get paid X amount of dollars every single paycheck, every single month, every single year. But then that money just gets lost, meaning they spend it. They don't really have a plan for their money. They don't have to find goals. So they just kind of spend it. And then eventually at the end of the month, they're like, oh shoot, I thought I had some more money, but I guess I spent it. There's really nothing left. So nothing to save this month. But almost two-thirds of millionaires say that they track their spending. They budget their money. They understand that if I want to be where I want to be with my money, I have to have a plan for it. When I have a plan for it, that means X amount of dollars every single month from my income gets sent to assets, buying stocks, real estate, business, whatever their assets they're buying, investments. A portion of my money goes towards taxes. A portion of my money goes towards savings. A portion of my money goes towards spending. And that's it. I budget it. I know where my money's going. I am in control of my money. My money is not in control of me. You have to know where you want to go and then work backwards to figure out how you're going to get there. So when I first started investing, when I first got started in about money, I was in college. So my income wasn't like a job in the sense of, you know, every single month I was getting paid this or that. But what I was doing was, every single month, I knew I wanted to at least invest $200, $250. So that's what I did. When I got any money I had each month, I immediately put $200, $250 in the stock market. That's what I did. And then once I got out of college, I started making a 9-to-5 income. I created a budget. I had a spreadsheet. I used Google Sheets. And I knew that if I wanted to get to where I want to be financially, I was going to have to take a portion of my income and put it into investments. And this was right in 2020 when I got my first job, right at the beginning of 2020. So I took a portion of my income on a spreadsheet and said, this amount is going to go towards asset buying. That's what I did. And then with the other money, I tracked it. Every single time I swiped my credit card, I would go home that afternoon, that evening, and I would input $27.32 on gas. This is back when gas was really cheap. I was living in Texas too. $73.27 on groceries. Boom. And then I use all these cool little formulas that would just say, all right, so far in the month of March, for example, I have spent X amount of dollars on groceries. It was added up. But I was tracking my spending. It wasn't meant to be restrictive, meaning you can't enjoy life. It was just that I wanted to be in control of my money. I didn't want my money to be in control of me. I wanted to know at roughly the end of every single month how much that I was spending on food. How much was I spending on shelter, rent? How much was I spending on entertainment? How much was I saving? How much was I spending on clothes? All those different things. I wanted to know that. And so I tracked my spending. Again, it wasn't to be restrictive. It was to be smart and in control of my finances. And because I was able to do that, I saw my investments grow. Because I knew every single month I put this much money in the market. This much is for spending. This much is for, you know, necessities. This much is for taxes. Boom, done, move forward. And even as I've made more money, I've always tracked my spending. Because if you aren't tracking it, it's going to be in control of you. You're not going to be in control of it. Like if you have no idea how much you spent this month on your credit card or your debit card, however you're spending, if you don't know, then you're literally blindly every day swiping your credit card. Oh, well, I think I've spent $263 this month on groceries, but I'm not really sure. So let me just go buy this. Not saying it's restrictive, but it's being in control. Not saying that you can't go buy groceries, but it's being in control of how you are spending it. If you want to reach financial freedom at some point in your life, you are going to have to be in control of your spending. Because a lot of people fall under the assumption that, well, right now it's my first job or my first few jobs out of school. I'm making $75,000 a year, whatever it is. I can't save right now because I want to just enjoy life. So when I make more money, then I will budget. Then I will save some. Then I'll take care of it. But for majority of people, not everyone, but for a lot of people, you cannot out-earn your bad spending habits. Making more money won't fix your problem because the problem isn't money. Now, for some people it is, right? The degree of income that money is a problem, like the income level that they have could be an issue. But for a lot of people that are making good income, and I'm not talking about like multiple six figures here. I'm talking about 60, 70, 80 grand, depending on where you live. For a lot of cities, that's a good income. Making more money is not going to solve your problem. That's just brutally honest with you. Making more money is not going to solve your problem. Can it help you? Sure. But it's not going to solve the problem. Getting your income from 80 grand a year to 150 grand a year, 160 grand a year, just like doubling it, it's not going to solve your problem. If you aren't tracking and budgeting and making sure that you are in control of your money at 80 grand, odds are, again, this is not for everyone, but odds are when you make 120, 130, 140, 150, 160, you probably won't be in control of your money then either. That's just the data. It's not everyone. It's not a guarantee that that's going to happen, but odds are, and it happens time and time again. I saw a recent thing on social media where there's a couple, they're making like 500 grand a year. And after all their expenses, like private school, new cars, new clothes, food, nannies, all these things, vacations, there was like $7,000 left a year. Yeah, they were maxing out their 401ks, I believe, but they had like 7 grand left over a year after all of their expenses. And they're making 500 grand a year. That's pretty wild, right? Does making more money help you? Yeah, it doesn't hurt. It never hurts to have more ammo, for lack of better terms. But the problem is, if you aren't in control of your money now, odds are it'll be hard to be in control of your money later when you're making more money. The wealthy people know that I know how much my family spends each year on food, clothing, shelter. We're tracking our spending. 2/3 of millionaires say yes to this question. Another 2/3 of millionaires say that they have clearly defined set of goals for their money. So you have to know where you want to go. I want to have $5 million by the age of 65. According to this book, she reached that millionaire status, making 90 grand a year, because she had a clearly defined set of goals. So you have to know where you want to go, and then to get there, work backwards. Track your spending. Create a budget. A budget's not to be restrictive, but it's to be in control. I know every single month I want to save and invest $500, $700, $300, $2,000, whatever it is. That's for that money. I don't touch it. I pay myself first. Boom, put it in the market. Put it in your assets, whatever you're buying. And then whatever's left over, this goes towards groceries. This goes towards gas. This goes towards food. This goes towards shelter, whatever it is. That is what I've done to be able to get to where I am today. Over $500,000 invested at 26 years old. I'm not saying it's fun. It's not glamorous to budget, to track your spending, but I promise you it works. It's worked for me and it's worked for everyone else I've talked to that does it. My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. If you enjoy this podcast episode or the podcast as a whole, please be sure to share it with a friend. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.